The Click and Go Travel Podcast, fueling your wanderlust with far-flung, off-the-beaten-track destinations to just across the water and everything in between.
Paul and I are back this week and we're chatting about why we love the Algarve. The Algarve is an Irish favourite when it comes to sun holidays. Paul and I are going to share what is so great about the Algarve. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Jill. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good.
Good. So the Algarve, one of our top sellers.
Absolutely. Consistently one of our top sellers. Always there, number one or number two, depending.
Yeah.
And I think Irish people in particular have a massive love of the Algarve. Like it is just great. So for anybody who doesn't know, we're talking about southern Portugal. Airport gateway is Faro.
Yeah.
And the great thing about Faro Airport is availability out of Dublin, out of Cork, out of Shannon, out of Knock, out of Kerry, you know, out of Belfast. So every single airport more or less has flights. And the likes of Dublin, you're talking four times daily at times with Ryanair. Two or three times daily with Aer Lingus, and Aer Lingus in the summertime have their large wide-body A330 on the Dublin-Faro route. So the capacity from Ireland to the Algarve is just phenomenal.
Yeah.
And it's year-round. Like, okay, there's less capacity in the wintertime, but it is still a really strong winter destination. Like, I had friends down there. I have friends who live there now. And, you know, you get photographs, horrible photographs of them on the beach in December or January when we're freezing.
Freezing cold.
And, you know, like high teens, early 20s, they had amazing weather over Christmas. And what's great about the Algarve in the wintertime is the value for money.
Yeah.
So, you know, it really is a summertime destination in terms of the volume. But the other story of the Algarve is the year round. It's quieter. The hotels are all open. Everything is operational. Weather is a little cooler, less crowds, but the value for money is phenomenal because the Algarve just has a great infrastructure.
Yeah, it's great for luxury holidays during the winter as well. Amazing price points.
Oh, like, but the Algarve, you know, has some of the best ultra luxury, five-star luxury, high-end hotels, apart hotels, villa developments, like, you know, it's newer in terms of its holiday infrastructure and its properties than some of the other Spanish destinations. And I think, you know, they've always gone after that market. You know, it's synonymous with golf. It's incredible beaches. Like, it's all Atlantic coast.
Yeah.
And you just have these, like, everybody has seen the photographs. Like, that's why people, I think, fall in love with the Algarve. It's just those amazing ochre cliff beach drops. And sandy beaches and gorgeous weather. And because it's the Atlantic, it's just that little bit, you know, cooler in the summertime. You know, you're getting that Atlantic breeze. It's still warm, but cooler than some of the Med destinations. And different. It just feels different. I know it's the Iberian Peninsula, but the difference in terms of the ambience between Spain and Portugal is huge. And I think that also kind of feeds into the love affair between Ireland and the Algarve.
Yeah. Yeah, and you mentioned there about the beaches as well. I think there's 85 blue flag beaches along the coast, which is great.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, and you know, you're talking from the Spanish border right the way over to Cape St. Vincent on the Atlantic coast, on the far west coast. It is just stunning beach after stunning beach after stunning beach. And the resorts are just really familiar to anybody who's been there before. You know, but like Faro is the kind of main city of the Algarve. It's the largest of the cities. And then you have the likes of Portimão and Lagos as number two and number three. Faro is where the airport is. It's really well located. It's actually a lovely city to do for a weekend city break.
Yeah.
You know, it's small, it's quaint, cobblestones, some great cafes and restaurants.
Yeah.
But you're very quickly out on the road network to the beaches, and the beaches just do it. So I think in terms of the draw, it's a combination of it being different, incredible beaches, some great golf courses. And I think the quality of the accommodation is what stands out for a lot of people in the Algarve.
Yeah.
You know, it's... You know, yes, it does have kind of the cheap and cheerful, and it has the kind of low budget accommodation, but it has an awful lot more quality accommodation. And that is what drives the growth. That's where we see our customers opting for.
Yeah.
It's the 4 and 5 star market that's buying the Algarve, be it the family market, be it the couples, The over 50s are very strong, yeah. especially in the wintertime. Anybody who's a beach lover, like in terms of the honeymoon market, that exclusivity, the likes yeah. of Pine Cliffs, the Anantara, some of the great adult-only resorts,
yeah.
Really, really good.
And really like picturesque for a honeymoon and getting
really
away.
Picturesque,
and,
really picturesque, yeah. really easy to get around. You know, like the main, like if you fly into Faro, the main resort along the Algarve is Albufeira.
Yeah.
And Albufeira nearly has 50% of the entire accommodation. That's almost the birthplace of tourism for the Algarve.
Yeah.
But it's only about 45 minutes drive from Faro Airport to Albufeira. And Albufeira has some great beaches, a really lived-in resort town feel, a lovely old town, which is where it all kind of started, around Fisherman's Beach, and just great infrastructure.
Yeah.
You know, also great clubbing, great bars, great nightlife.
I was going to say, is Albufeira the more lively kind of resort?
It definitely
area?
Is the liveliest in terms yeah. of the strip. And, you know, and that's another thing about the Algarve, like in terms of the clientele that the Algarve attracts. You know, it's generally safe. It's perceived as being safe.
Yeah.
It's perceived as having really good appeal across, you know, a huge range of age groups. But like really strong in the summertime, as we would see with the family market, really strong in the wintertime with the over 50s and the luxury market. And that's from a price point of view. And then, you know, whilst we don't specialize in golf, a lot of the travel agents in Ireland who offer golf packages, you know, the Algarve just
golf is paradise.
Ticks the boxes. Yeah. You know, you've lovely weather in the wintertime, like really handy for golf in terms of short transfer. There's no time difference, short flight year round. And, you know, just the sheer convenience of getting to all the various golf courses, because they're just dotted all along the coast. Yeah. It's just perfect. And then there's also the kind of hiking nature, you know, walking piece, because, yeah. you know, once you go behind the beaches of the Algarve, you're up into the Monchique Hills and you know, it's just really picturesque and very, very nicely done.
Yeah.
I think the kind of mindset or the development plans have been very cleverly thought out.
Yeah.
By the government and by the local authorities.
Yeah, so it's great, like in terms of greenery. So that you have the beach and you have the sea, but then you also have like the hills and the mountains, and
yeah.
which is really nice.
And in the early days, you know, it was a case of, you know, building hotels on the beach or at the beach. So the likes of Praia da Rocha, which was one of the first developments, had that. The likes of Quarterra had that. But then the planners kind of, you know, got involved and said, "No, folks, you know, we want to protect the beaches.
Yeah,
we want it to be." You know, sustainable. We want it to be green. We want to have good credentials in terms of how this is going to be long term. So, you know, a lot of the hotels are not necessarily beachfront, but they're close to the beach.
Yeah.
And it means that the kind of the coastal infrastructure, like, you know, one of the things you have to do when you're down there is take a boat trip and just explore the caves and the cliff yeah. formations and get the view of the Algarve from the sea, because yeah. it's just breathtaking and amazing.
It's beautiful.
And like some of the lovely nature stuff, even near Faro Airport, the lovely kind of areas around Quinta del Lago and all of those, I can't remember the word to describe that kind of water islands, all of that sort of stuff, the barrier islands near Faro Airport.
Nice.
Really, really lovely. Marshes, yeah, stunning, stunning, great for nature.
Very good. So the Algarve is literally for everyone, any age group, any hobby, if you like luxury, anyone at the Algarve.
I challenge anybody, you know, like I have been countless times. We can see it in our stats. We can see it in the number of flights daily.
Yeah.
You know, like on any day in the summer out of Dublin, you're going to have at least 5, if not 7 or 8 flights a day out of Dublin alone.
Yeah.
Add on Cork and Shannon and Knock and Kerry. You know, those consumers are going back and going back and going
yeah.
back because they really enjoy it. And it tends to be as, you know, For most people in terms of the holiday market, they're number one, number two choice.
Yeah, definitely. And we've touched sort of on the climate in terms of when to go. So it's year round. It's mild winters, lovely warm summers.
Yeah.
What about the top things to do in the Algarve? What would be your tips?
Oh, I think, you know, you have some stunning old towns, like the old town of Lagash is just beautiful. Faro itself is stunning. Going out along the coast of Cape St. Vincent, and exploring kind of just the nature of the place. Because, as I said, like the planning and the development has been very well thought out.
Yeah.
They have protected and preserved some of the old places. Great food, great vineyards, some great water parks as well.
Yeah. Okay.
You know,
yeah.
so loads for families the golfers, we don't have to entice the golfers to go, because they know all about it. But, you know, it really is a destination. If you're just looking to flip and flop, perfect. If you're looking to explore and look at some super luxury Relais Chateau, like the Villa Vita Park, or, as we said, Pine Cliffs, you know, they're some of the top sellers for us in that luxury end. Some great hotel chains down there.
Yeah.
And really, really great value for money.
Yeah, which is great. And also in terms of the one of the things that was mentioned is that you can kind of relax in loads of luxurious spas as well.
Mm.
So that seems really, really popular. So like the wellness and all of that seems to be popular.
Any good five-star hotel needs a good spa. Yeah. And that's what we're going to see. I was looking at some stuff yesterday for somebody and they were looking for, you know, ideas for swim-up rooms that had swim-up pools.
Oh,
so
wow.
We were looking at the hotels in Villamura, the Anantara, which has, you know, an adult-only section and a family section. Like, it's just perfect.
Yeah.
So all the families are in one area of the adult-only or in another area of the hotel.
That's brilliant.
But everybody's able to enjoy some great five-star hotels on site. And Villamura is very close to Faro Airport. Like, that's only 20 minutes. A real popular marina, great with the golfers, but also great in terms of the restaurants and the quality of the accommodation.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, the Irish just love it. Like, if you come out of Faro, you're into Quinta del Lago, down to Val di Lobo, onto Villamura, and the next stop is nearly Albufeira. So, like, really, really popular. And then if you go to the Spanish side of Faro, you're into Ollao, which is where we would have the Real Marina Hotel, which is our top-selling five-star. Like, a stunning hotel. Emma, who's with us today, her grandparents would have been there a couple of times. They just loved it.
Yeah.
Because it's different. It's close to Faro Airport. It's a really nice hotel. You can get out to the Barrier Islands, the largest fishing port on the Algarve. And then if you head more towards the Spanish border, you're up at Tavira and Montegordo. You know, really great destinations. Some sports groups and some clubs have done warm weather training down there in the wintertime. So, you know, it's
something for everybody.
You know, 12 months of the year. An absolutely stunning destination, great value for money, easy access from everywhere.
Yeah.
And I think that makes the difference. So you can go for as long or as short as you want.
Yeah. And what about the food in the Algarve?
Oh, yum. there's a little place, there's a little village not too far from Albufeira. And I'm trying to remember the name. I can't quite remember the name at the moment. But it's the home of Piri Piri Chicken.
Bettina told me about this. Is it Gaia or?
Guia.
Guia.
Yes. Yeah. Well done. Thank you, Bettina. And Bettina, who's our European head of product, she actually lives in Portugal now. She's not in the Algarve. She's based up in Guimarães near Porto. But in Guia, that is the home of Piri Piri Chicken. And you arrive into Guia and there's a roundabout. And on the roundabout, you have all of these chicken sculptures, these amazing metal chicken sculptures. And oh my God. Like, I can't, I'm getting hungry at the very thought of the chicken piri piri, because it is just so fresh, so gorgeous. Yeah. It's a bit spicy, but amazing. And we drove into Guia from Albufeira a couple of nights and found some incredible restaurants. It's very local. It's very traditional. It's not too touristy.
Yeah.
Really, really good. And of course, the Portuguese have a sweet tooth as well. And they have those absolutely stunning pastel natas.
Oh.
You can get them now in Lidl and all of the other, you know, stores around Ireland.
They are,
but they are those beautiful pastries with custard in them.
And, little cups, you know, like custard heaven. Oh, they're delicious.
If I arrive in Faro and we're working, we'll meet with our local agent, get into the car, head out from the airport and go straight to one of the coffee shops for some pastel nata. And it has to be one of the top selling things to buy in the airports in the Algarve or anywhere in Portugal when you're flying home. 6 or 8 or 10 pastel natas to bring home. Mine don't get home. They get eaten on the plane because it's so good. So I could live on piri piri chicken and pastel natas. But,
I think
that's,
could too.
That's not doing Portuguese cuisine, you know, a favour in terms of what is available.
Yeah.
Some incredible fish. Like, you know, you have great fishing centres like Portimão, like Ollhão. And like in Portimão, they have these incredible sardine lunches. And I'm not talking like little miniature sardines. I'm talking proper size fish. And anybody who loves fish is absolutely going to be in heaven in the Algarve with the fish restaurants. And again, the value for money, really, really good. So great quality cuisine, great choice, great availability.
So much to do. See.
And their own wines on tap.
Wow.
Yeah. That's nothing. There is nothing not to like.
Oh, yeah. Definitely need to get back, get to the Algarve.
Yes.
It would be brilliant. Okay, I think that's it for all of our top tips for the Algarve. We hope that you will be booking the Algarve soon. And we thank you very much for listening. Thanks for all your tips there, Paul.
Not at all. And for anybody who needs any help, get onto the team in the call centre, because they love the Algarve as much as I do. They've been loads of times. The product team, as I say, you know, Bettina lives in Portugal, so she's really clued in. Luke is going down in the next couple of days to meet with our local agents. We're very close to the hotel business down there, so we know what's going on. So whatever you're looking for, give us a shout and we'll match you to the right holiday destination and the right hotel.
Great. Thank you very much for listening. And if you'd like to follow us on our social media, we're on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn and Twitter. And if you have any suggestions, please email us in at podcast@clickandgo.com. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Thanks, Emma.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.